we're hearing about this carousel and the potential sticking point that the carousel would have to be located at Canalside. Just first of all, from your perspective and the collective view of all those involved with the Erie Canal Harbor Development Corporation, do you think this fits in with the collective vision of Canalside?
Well, we think it fits in with the collective vision of the waterfront, whether that be Inner Harbor or Outer Harbor. And we certainly are aware of the contingencies that have been put on the specific grant from the Wendt Foundation. And we hope that we can work through all these issues in short order.
Yeah, that is a big part of this, isn't it? It's a time-sensitive type of issue, it appears. Maybe can you lay out that time frame as you understand it and what needs to happen to make this a reality?
What we understand to be the time frame is, I believe, the end of June, that the organizing group be able to submit a non-refundable deposit to hold the carousel for future restoration by this group. And that the real end, whether or not the determination and contingency is Canalside or waterfront, really is something we just need to better understand. We don't understand it.
A lot has happened at Canalside in a very small amount of time, for sure. That being stated, this is a very, very tight deadline. I mean, is it, I guess, even right to make a decision this quickly about anything that's going to be located down there?
Well, you know, usually tough decisions and good decisions come with timelines. And the real question is, if what we will be capable of saying at the time will be determined, and hopefully that will get the Wendt Foundation comfortable so then to release some of their funding to submit so that organizers can submit the deposit. To state, you know, exactly where it will go on a 20-acre site within a couple weeks is quite frankly, is unreasonable, and it would be irresponsible on our part, given many of the other negotiations that have been ongoing for some time with especially Explore More and the Children's Museum. So we're sensitive to timelines. We understand timelines, and we're going to do everything we possibly can to try and relax some of the issues that have been mentioned, and hopefully let this project move forward. We think the project is perfect for our waterfront development, and will be very consistent with our guiding principle of telling a story and the history of Buffalo. And I don't think you could find a better vehicle and way to do it than one of our historic Herschel carousels.
And then maybe just to switch gears a little bit here, in the sense that, how about a bit of perspective on Canalside? Of course, you know, it's been growing from over these last couple of years. It seems to still be very, very popular with the public and perhaps maybe even ready to grow. What about from your perspective? How do you see it?
Well, if the number of inquiries and excitement of things to do, whether it be a bike ferry, whether it be a bike-a-thon over the Skyway, or concerts, or skating in the canals, or paddling in the canals, or even kayaking in the Buffalo River, I don't think anyone would have ever thought that we would have such excitement that we have down on the waterfront and continues to grow. So having said that, it's our responsibility that we need to listen to everyone's interests, and we need to try and balance those interests and ideas with reality. Some people would love to see a roller coaster on the waterfront. Some people would love to see a Ferris wheel on the waterfront. Some people would love to see a golf course, you know, a stadium. So it's balancing all those issues, and that's what we're supposed to be doing. And here, listening and deciding what we think is best, and listening to all the ideas that come about from just the excitement we're seeing.
And then finally, for you personally, is there something specific still to come on the waterfront that you would like to see?
Nothing personally. This isn't, and you know, I've said this repeatedly, this isn't about my waterfront. It's really your listeners' waterfront and your waterfront, as a matter of fact. I would just like to see us continue to build the momentum on the excitement, and then to start to generate some critical mass for more dining and other experiences, so that there's always something to do year-round for the entire family, which is exactly our goal and what the governor wanted us to try and create.
Robert Gioia, thank you very much for your time this morning.
Anytime. Thanks so much.